With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. A brother-sister team at South Queens Middle School are hoping their science experiment will lead to a cleaner Mersey River. Grade 7 students Garfield and Olivia Galant-Zwicker have been testing sites up and down the Mersey since October, tracking levels of enterococci bacteria in the water. Garfield says they were inspired by teacher Jill Lushner's lessons about another student who took on a similar mission.
We started learning about Stella Bowles and personal empowerment, which is where you feel like you can make positive change. So Stella had tested the Lehave River, so that gave us the idea to test the Mersey River.
Garfield says the results of that testing were not good.
The level is 70. You should not swim, and 170 milliliters is the water should not come in contact with your skin. We had over 170.
According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, enterococci are indicators of the presence of fecal material in the water, and therefore of the possible presence of disease-causing bacteria, viruses, and protozoa. These pathogens can sicken swimmers and others who use rivers and streams for recreation. The siblings brought their findings to Region of Queens Council in the hope the municipality would take action to stop whatever was polluting the river. Mayor Darlene Norman explained, unfortunately, there's little the region can do on its own.
As a municipality, we cannot go traipsing across people's properties. You know, we are legally not allowed. Besides, it's a homeowner's responsibility to have a functioning system.
Olivia Galant-Zwicker says they didn't get as much support as they'd hoped, but council did point them in the right direction.
We were kind of hoping that council would help us more, and they did encourage us to go right to, like, Kim Masland and Bernadette Jordan, which we did.
Regional council did go a step further and wrote a letter on behalf of the students to the provincial environment minister. The response from then-Minister Gordon Wilson said, quote, Nova Scotia Environment does not undertake water quality studies or undertake remediation plans. In instances where water quality impairments are suspected, the development, funding, and undertaking of these types of projects are often led by local organizations to which we may provide guidance upon request, end quote. The students decided to reach out to the same organization that had worked with Stella Bowles, Coastal Action. Assistant Director Shanna Fredericks says she will join the students in collecting samples and conduct what is known as parallel testing to validate their results.
So the kids are going to collect their water samples as they normally do and test them with the equipment that they've been using. And I'm going to collect some samples right alongside them and take them to our lab in the city, so an accredited laboratory. And we'll have those samples tested at the lab, and then we'll compare the results and see how they line up.
Olivia Galant-Zwicker says once they'd taken the water samples, their process is relatively simple.
We incubated it for 72 hours. And after that, all the dots on the cards would show up, and surprising amount.
Frederick says to see young people tackle these large problems is inspiring.
It's just great to see these kids feeling empowered and passionate about environmental issues and being able to follow it with Stella's footsteps and see that they can actually make a difference.
Now that they've found their community partner, the students will continue taking water samples from the Mersey and documenting their findings. Garfield says their end goal is simple.
We're hoping to see at the end of this that our water will return to how it used to be, nice and clean, so then people could swim into it.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.